This morning, our guest speaker with us is Francis B. Now, for many of you, that name is familiar because he's been here several times. It's been 2 years since he's been with us last. Francis lives over in Kenya and travels back this way to kind of just work with some of the churches that help there. Many of you are familiar with Christian Relief Fund, CRF as we call it, because you support many of those kids, and some of you support some of the pastors that you've seen up on the screen that have gone through training and have helped start churches. And so Francis B. is with us this morning. We actually have a table out here also, and you can't miss it. It's orange everywhere, and Milton is sporting his bright orange stuff today too. And and so Milton and Barbie, they've kind of overseen this ministry, which is actually right down the road off of 58th and Washington here. So they would love to visit with you, and he might even brag about the hole-in-one he got not long ago. So, I'm going to turn it over to Francis and just let him share with us a few words, and then I'll come up and wrap up when he is done, whenever that may be. And I can't promise anything. Come on up, Francis. Welcoming. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God is good
all the time.
And that is his nature. And you say, wow. I'm so happy and blessed to be here today at Washington Avenue Christian Church. And I'm so blessed to be with Pastor Lenny and Mama Melinda and being their good host. I truly appreciate. I'm happy to be with everyone as well, my spiritual dad, Dr. Milton Jones and Mama Babi. Those are the people who came over to our country over 17 years ago. And from then, God has done miracles in our country. And I'm going to speak about that today, that this is far, the far that we have come is because of God. But I want to thank God for so many things that I've encountered. I've been here like 2 weeks. And every time I come here, I face so many new things. Last time I was here, I got in love with the waffle. But I did not know that there are so many good things ahead of me. And this time, I got in love with trasleches. Yeah? Trasleches. But, something that looks like a manna. I didn't taste manna, but it looks like manna. And I love, I'm still kissing my lips all the time, you see me. Translators. But I want to thank God, send greetings from my family, my wife and children. My firstborn son is studying here in Oregon in a place called Portland Bible College, and he got that opportunity to study there, Bible theology. And the rest of the kids and the program and ministry and everyone sent me greetings. And the pastors that you support over there, a lot of them, they sent me greetings. As well, you see they are working very hard together with your amazing partnership. And they walk over there, they preach over there, regardless of the temperature. You saw the pastor that were preaching there, they're walking there, 97 degrees, and they walk very, very nicely. And sometimes they wear a tie like me, they wear a suit, and it is 97 degrees. And it's because of Jesus. I want to thank God that he has brought us that far, and that is what I'm going to read in the book of Exodus, chapter 14. Just to see, when I see this, God has brought us very far. As well, I've come here several times, and I want to thank God because of the wonderful, wonderful saints at Washington Avenue, and together, that far, God has brought us. The Bible says in chapter 14 of Exodus, verses 10, and Pharaoh approached the Israelites, looked up, and there were Egyptians marching after them. And then from there we see the state of hopelessness in the children of Israel. After that verse, in verse 10b, we see when Pharaoh approached the Israelites and looked up, and there were the Egyptians. And the Egyptians were marching after them. And after that, we can see something, a state of hopelessness. And to that, with that, we can bring into our situation in the place where I come from, is that far, the far that God brought the children of Israel all the way from working for Pharaoh and doing all sorts of hard things, and up to the state whereby God is giving them opportunity to march and to go towards the promised land and to go to towards the land of milk and honey. Sometimes when I come here, I'm tempted to think that this is the land of milk and honey because of the translators. And the children of Israel, they were marching towards that country where there is milk and honey. But I've known that there is much better up there than what I see over here. There is much better in heaven, where we are all heading to. And in verse 13 it says, "And Moses answered the people, 'Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord. The Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today You will never again see them. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.'" And God has been so, so very faithful with us that far that we have come for over 17 years. It is none other than the work of the Lord. And I want to thank God that when we see this, we see the children of Israel coming all the way. And when they were somewhere now, they were ready to cross the sea. To cross the sea now, that was another hurdle. But with God, his immense power, his faithfulness to his people, that he brought them from oppression, and the importance of trust in him, even in the impossible situation. That God is sovereign. God is so sovereign and powerful. He is teaching us that even to our situation in our country. And I think it applies over here that God is very faithful. That God has given us salvation through Jesus Christ. And what is happening with our world, and especially with our place, and with the saints over here walking together all over the world, we see God's sovereign love and power, the faithfulness of God and the salvation of God, feeding those angry children over there. So many kids in Turkana, especially where Washington Avenue Christian Church saints walk in Turkana, there is a lot of God's power that is seen in the desert. It's because of someone who stretched his or her hand towards that direction. And we meditate all the time about God's faithfulness. Because if it was not God, so many children, so many communities would have not got that opportunity to go move forward and moving forward towards the promised land. I mean, good things ahead of them. And as well, the land, the promised land that is ahead of us, that is the heaven where our Lord Jesus Christ is. And that salvation that is walking always within what we are doing is embalmed with salvation. Feeding the angry. Recently, there is a family that had a lot of challenges. They were very, very poor family. And this woman, it was a widow, and the kids, they were not able to get food. So they went to steal from some people. Something, maybe the goat, they stole a goat, and the children were killed. And when they were killed, this woman was not able to do anything else. And the only thing that remained was the dogs. And they slaughtered the dogs and started eating the dogs. And from there, we got that opportunity to go there and work with them, provide food for them. And now that family, I mean, because the woman had grandchildren, and the grandchildren, some grandchildren got opportunity to be sponsored by CRF. And right now there is a salvation in that family. They are experiencing the salvation of God. And we have education for these children, a lot of them, through the salvation of God. That far is because God has taken us that far, and they're seeing salvation through education. And they are seeing God's faithfulness through education. And we see the pastors that are serving over there, those guys who are working very hard, working, planting churches. We have opportunities over there. Every day, every week, we are working on a church plan because God has given us opportunity through drilling of wells in so many places, in remote places. And when we drill a well over here and we get an opportunity to plant churches, and we have so many immense God's faithfulness and power through the saints over here, through people who have believed in God, that you have stood with us and you have been able to help do all these church plants. Now we have planted over 300 churches through the power of God, through God's faithfulness, and through your love that you have shared with our pastors over there. And we want to thank God. As we focus on this, we see that God, trusting in God in the midst of fear. Many times we are facing fear, but we have that trust in God. Trusting in God even in the impossible situation. Because there are so many impossible situations that sometimes we face, but that hope in the impossible situations brings us into the real idea of God in our lives. The lesson that we can learn from this one is God is caring. God cares. He has cared for us, and he cares for you, and he cares for all his people. And the freedom from enslavement. There are a lot of things that has been enslaving the world, in our world over there. Diseases, hunger, poverty, starvation, lack of clean water, all those kind of enslavement. But through the love of God, through the plan of God, that he has brought us from somewhere, and we are somewhere, and he is taking us somewhere better than where we are today. And I believe as well with every one of you, even here in America, God cares for you. God is able to free you from any enslavement. I know the devil is everywhere. He's everywhere. God is everywhere. The devil as well is walking everywhere. So I know that through God, he is able to free you. He's able to free us from that enslavement. And we have the foundation for the future truth and the future faith. We have that. God has brought us. We are here. And we have that foundation. We have been laid the foundation through God for the future things. Once we have seen the foundation God has brought, even through goats, giving goats to the people of Turkana is a great foundation. And when they have goats, they connect that God with salvation. They connect God with the children, with the community. And so many things are happening. It is just because of God having a plan for us, taking us somewhere, and making sure that we reach where we are going. And we are not going back. We are going forward in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us as well from there that when they were crossing the sea, in Exodus chapter 3, verses 8, God took them on a longer route. He took them on a very long route, but the route could have taken just a week, but they traveled for 40 years. And it is because the route that they were to take had a lot of enemies on the way. But God had to take them because of their faith. He had to take them for a very long, long route. God wanted the Egyptians to know that he is God. He wanted Egyptians to know that he is God. And God has taken us that long in our country. We have so many challenges. But through that, he's letting us know that he is God. We learn a lot of things about God. And as well to all of us, to all of you here, he is letting you know that he is God. He is God. God planned to show his people that his might wants more time. He wants to show them that his might is there one more time. Because he has been showing them his might, God wanted his children to know that there is no turning back. There is no turning back. For us, we thank God, we cannot turn back. We cannot look back where we have come from. When we see God has brought us from that far and we are here, he has done marvelous things to so many children, to the pastors, to the many communities. And from that, there is no turning back. And I know that even with you faithful servants of God, there is no turning back. We are all going forward. And we usually, in Numbers chapter 11, verse 5, we say in our country, and many times we sing, and we say, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. Those guys have decided to follow Jesus. They have received that grace and that love from God himself through his people. And they say, we are saying, no turning back. Where we are, no turning back. And we sing, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. And in Swahili they say, Nimeamua kumfuata Yesu. Nimeamua kumfuata Yesu. Nimeamua kumfuata Yesu. Sitarudi nyuma kamwe. We say that because of the far that God has brought us. And we cannot look back. We will look forward. God took the children of Israel on the long way because he had a great plans for them. He had a great plan for them. God wanted to people who will trust in his leading. A people who will trust in his leading. And right now, we trust in his leading. You trust in his leading. And he will never take you on a wrong route in the name of Jesus. I want to share with you about this boy. You saw a boy there that is called James Longechel. And God has plans for so many people. Pastors, this guy became a pastor. And he, first of all, he came from a place called Laikipia. He followed the river, the Turkana River. And he came all the way because he didn't have parents. I think he was born and he was left somewhere by some people. And he stayed with these people for some time. And later he decided to take his route. He followed the river and he came all the way to Lake Turkana. And when he was there, some of our people found about him. And he was brought to school. And when he came to school, he came all the way straight from nowhere. He didn't go to kindergarten. He came to grade 3. We put him in grade 3 because he was old. He was older. And in grade 3, he got about the word of God. And he said, I want to be a preacher. I want to be a preacher. And he went to Bible school. He went to JCI. He's a student at Bible college and he's in grade 3. And he graduated in the Bible college and he went back to grade 4, grade 5, he's in grade 6 right now. And he has planted a church in the highland. It's called Patmos. We call it Patmos. It's like that Patmos where John was. So this guy is a preacher, and even the whole nation, they saw this guy. And he's been supported by Washington Avenue right now. And he's planting a church. He travels like he go through the boat, and he go to the island, and he comes back. And we have given him a house at the school, at Bill Dismuk School. So that is a great plan. And he's a chaplain. He preaches to his teacher in class. He's a chaplain of the school in grade 6. And he's sitting in class being taught by the teacher. So that is what God is doing in our land. And he's doing great transformation. He has brought us from far. And we are here. And he's taking us even across the river, across this river that is ahead of us. We are pretty sure that he will help us to cross this river. Even though the Pharaoh and his armies are following us, but we are sure that with God, we will cross this river. we will go ahead. We will be on the other side where there is milk and honey. And I believe that all of us are going to go together towards that land, that all of us will be there. And we will be rejoicing together, thanking God because he has brought us across and even crossing the river. We will cross all of us together. I want to pray that may God bless you and keep you and may God use you. Thank you for helping our children and standing with us, standing with our pastors. As we go to the remote areas, we still ask for your prayer that we may be able to plant so many churches because we have a lot of opportunities as we help so many preachers to go and plant churches. We also have children that are still having a lot of problems, and some of them are here with us. You find their pictures, and if you could get to support them, you are all welcome to Kenya when you have opportunity. Welcome. May God bless you. Allow me to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your people. Thank you for the saints, your servant that you have called here at Washington Avenue. How I pray that you may bless them, and thank you for your plans. You help us and you help everyone over here to move, even to cross over the river, to cross over the sea to the other side. Bless them and bless each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. You know, a couple of things that he said as we kind of wrap this up. First off, he mentions the enslavement. You know, we're all enslaved, and some things are going to be a little bit different in Kenya than they are here, and some of those will be the same because the devil is at work all over the world. We all got our issues that we talk about. You know, everybody's got our problems, and the devil has a way of working in us and on us too many times. And yet, the same God who brought the Israelites out of Egypt is the same God who is working in Kenya, is the same God that's working here in Amarillo. And he will walk through us this way. And then he started talking about, there at the end, this young man who is pastoring while he's still going to school, still trying to learn. And I was sitting there thinking, you know what? Sometimes we don't jump into ministry, we don't get involved in something because we feel like, you know what, I just don't know enough yet. I just haven't been around long enough. And you know what? I think God can take us wherever we are in whatever station, and as we're learning along the way and sitting in one of the Bible classes, we still can get involved in this area. We might even try our hand at teaching a little bit, and God will walk with us through that. And maybe for some of you, it might be going, you know what, finances are a little tight, and you know what, I don't know if I can support anybody. Maybe along the way, while even finances are tight, you can support one of those kids or one of the pastors. And so when we leave here and as we exit out, I encourage you to kind of stop by the table out here and just kind of take a gander at the table and look at the ministry if you're not familiar with it, and or ask somebody around, because some of you in here have really good stories, and so love to hear some of that. I'm going to pray us out of here, and then you may go out, and I encourage you to walk this direction. So let's pray. Father, as we have gathered today, we've gathered in your name. We have sung about that beautiful, that wonderful, that powerful name of Jesus. And we behold him. He is the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. So thank you for the forgiveness that is ours because of Jesus. Thank you for the hope that is ours, not just here in Amarillo, but for places like Turkana, over in Kenya and other places all around the world where your word is going forth. Thank you for the ministry of Francis and all the work that he does over there and his connections with us here. And thank you for Milton and Barbie and the ministry of CRF and the work that they do here that is translated in many parts of the world. And Father, I pray for us that we would find ways that we can be the salt and light of Jesus, his hands and feet, to a world that needs you so bad. And it's in Jesus' precious and beautiful and holy name we pray. Amen.